Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than flying on United Airlines. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, guys. On the show, United Airlines is the focus of our turbulent air segment. How could they not be?
Really?
When watching a recent Sean Spicer press conference, we did not see coming what he would say next. We'll see how Joe defends this. It's going to be the best part of the show. Watching Joe twist himself into Mr. Salty. And the return of the best bit in radio. Davin's Den scams the scammers. And conservative radio talk show host and chief conspiracy theorist Alex Jones argues his talk show persona is all an act. So we got a full slate of things to now I have to do. Now I have to find the turbulent air thing. Joe, what'd you name it again?
I don't even know what my name is lately.
All right.
Yeah, really.
Oh,
who are you?
Go. There we go. We've had this conversation before. Okay. Here it is.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh. Straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
See if you even get off the ground. Anyway, are we? United's been in the air a couple times. We'll just, United's been on the air with stories a couple times. There's been a bunch of them. We'll focus on two here. This one's a little older. Two, but we didn't do it at first, but I'm.
Yeah. No, but now they've clumped together into so much awful.
We were waiting United out.
Yes.
We knew. Two teenage girls wearing leggings were barred from boarding a United Airlines flight on Sunday because they did not meet a dress code for special pass travelers, a company spokesman said. This, of course, was after everybody was outraged on social media, because that's what you do. The two girls who were traveling with a companion would not have been turned away for wearing leggings had they been paying customer, United spokesman Jonathan Guerin said, as the airline responded to the backlash. They ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
The two girls were instructed that they couldn't board until they corrected their outfit. I don't know how you really correct your outfit in the middle of a flight. As you board. I mean, I don't know how you do that. It's kind of what you're wearing.
Yeah.
They were fine with it and completely understood, Guerin said, adding that all three passengers missed a flight. He did not know if they boarded a later plane or made alternative travel arrangements. Though the three passengers did not complain about their treatment, another traveler, Shannon Watts, busybody, who overheard the discussion, touched off a firestorm on social media with a series of tweets describing a policy she suggested was unfairly targeting women and girls. This behavior is sexist and sexualizes young girls. We know people like that. Watts said on Twitter. Not to mention that families were mortified and inconvenienced.
Joe does not want to say
Joe's
anything.
Like exploding. United Pass travelers are typically company employees or their friends or family. Watts tweets a United defense of it touched a raw nerve for many women and girls who have made leggings a staple in their wardrobes. Whores! The popularity of leggings has sparked criticism that they are inappropriate attire under certain circumstances. Some schools have barred girls from wearing them to class. United later put out a statement titled, "To our customers, your leggings are welcome." That explained the policy, then explained the policy for pass holders in greater detail. The policy also bars midriff-bearing tops, attire that reveals undergarments, or is designed as sleepwear or swimwear, or miniskirts, shirts that fall less than 3 inches above the knee, or dirty torn clothing, or girls with triple Cs. Guerin conceded that the airline, in its initial response to the flap, could have done a better job of explaining the situation and countering apparently inaccurate information about the incident that appeared on Twitter. We'll definitely take something away from today, but we'll continue to engage with our customers. You had no idea what coming down the pike, did you, Guerin? All right. So, I don't really have a problem with this. There's special guidelines. If you're not paying, you're representing the airline in a way.
Why are there special guidelines about leggings?
Because
have you seen the way you look in them?
I wasn't talking about me.
I was saying it in a positive way.
I think basically if you're getting on the flight for free, if you're an employee or a no employee, they want a certain code of dress. You're flying on a plane for free. You're getting free airfare. You know, if you want a certain dress code, then you adhere to that dress code.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem. And they didn't either.
No, they didn't. You know, I mean,
they can't say they had a problem with it because they're friends or family of employees.
Well, that's true too.
And they can't make trouble
can't make
for their employees.
That's true too.
But then that's fine. It goes. You know, we're flying for free. I don't want to. You know. I'll change my clothes and it'll be the end of it.
The question is, are leggings inappropriate? I don't really think leggings are inappropriate.
Right. Well, that's the thing the woman was bringing up.
I think they're fine.
Who are you? Like,
more of a problem with when they go show up. Like, actually, I don't have a problem with anything because I like to look. But I'm like a bare midriff or something. I'm not a young girl. So I don't like to look. Let me
creep.
Yeah, really, you keep digging.
I don't have that type of money.
Yeah. I know who we're talking
but
about.
Let's say that you know you're performing at a comedy club.
We'll pretend.
Yeah, right. And you have some guests that are comped, and you know you expect them to you know be reasonably dressed. Be you know
it's never the dress that concerns it. It's the behavior.
But you expect them to be reasonably behaved. Leave a tip. You know, that sort of thing. It's kind of, you know, you're flying for free. This is the dress code to fly for free as a guest of the airline. You adhere to it.
I think the issue is these are underage girls. And unless they were trying to, like, really look sexy and everything, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a big deal for these girls.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the policy. I just think it was an error in judgment, but I guess the rules are the rules.
I suppose that you can make the argument that there is a dress code policy, and that if they are friends or family of the employees, that they should be made aware of it and they should adhere to
right.
that. However, just in an overarching argument, who are these people to say that you're not allowed to wear leggings when everybody wears them? Like, why?
It's their plane.
It's their plane.
It's like their restaurant. No shirt, no service.
Yes,
But those are the rules.
But I'm just saying, what is so objectionable about leggings?
You want to play for the New York Yankees, you can't have a beard. What's
I
so objectionable
because,
about a beard?
Because
those are the rules.
Because
I would have a problem with that because I know I'm getting millions of dollars.
Because sound like a corporate, you know, a corporate suit. Basically, what you probably feel is that leggings might look on certain people kind of suggestive.
I hope.
And yeah, and they might feel that as somebody representing the airline in the capacity of going as a friend or, you know, as a guest of United, they don't want people looking in a, you know, wearing a certain attire.
And just on the overall thing, listen, I've been doing a lot of flying lately. People look like crap on these flights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People used to dress up. All
yeah.
the time. I mean, they look like they
We all do. Listen, I don't throw on sweats and everything, but I got a ball cap on and a tee. I mean, people don't care anymore. Maybe we should have a dress code. A little decorum. You're out in public, you animals.
No, but you know what?
In a tube.
People look terrible every place nowadays.
Hey, we're right here. That hurts.
All
right.
Too.
Let's get to the meat of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait. Because you notice, like, you know what? That was a little bit of an uproar. Let's double down.
Oh, my God.
The CEO of United Airlines apologized amid a global uproar spark when a passenger was dragged screaming from his seat on a flight that it turns out wasn't even overbooked.
Yeah, and he got beaten up.
I want those guys working here. I continue to be disturbed by what happened on this flight, and I deeply apologize to the customer forcibly removed and to all the customers aboard, CEO Oscar Munoz said in a statement. No one should ever be mistreated this way. Unless you fly Spirit. Actually, I flew them. They're not bad. United has been under siege since videos of Sunday's ninth violent confrontation on the plane at Chicago O'Hare's airport went viral. And Joe's going, see? More violence in Chicago. Trump's right. We got to crack down.
Oh, poor man. Poor Dr. Dow.
Drawing hundreds of millions of views around the world. Social media outrage rained down on the Chicago-based airline. United spokesman Jonathan Guerin, he's back, baby, said Tuesday that all 70 seats on United's Express Flight 3411 were filled, but the plane was not overbooked, as the airline previously reported. Instead, United and regional affiliate Republic Airlines, which operated the flight, selected four passengers to be removed to accommodate crew members needed in Louisville the next day. The passengers were selected on a combination of criteria spelled out in United's contract of carriage, including frequent flyer status, fare type, check-in type, connecting flight implications, among others, according to United. Three passengers went quietly. The fourth one was literally pulled out of his seat.
It's always the fourth one.
Was Dr. David Dow, a physician of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Dow will need facial reconstructive surgery from injuries which include a concussion and a loss of teeth.
Yeah, crazy.
United has lost close to a billion.
He slipped on an airline seat as he was being
repeatedly. Now my boyfriend loves me. It's these United goons that don't.
Really?
United has lost close to $1 billion in stock value since the incident.
That's just chump change.
No. Have you ever been on a flight where they ask you to take a travel voucher?
No, never.
I have.
You have?
Not me personally, but they'll ask for volunteers.
Oh, I've been on planes where they ask for volunteers.
I've never done it, though. I never have enough time or it's never enough money.
I know. I never have the time.
If they offer enough money and I have enough time, I would do it.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, because what is it, like a grand or something like that?
Well, they can go up to more than that now.
Really?
Yeah.
But they never do.
No.
But they should have.
Yeah. Well, and he made the case that he's a doctor and he had patients to see the next day. And they were just like tough nuts.
Well, I mean, anybody can make a case.
Well, I'm sure. Everybody's got a life.
The problem was Dow was on the plane.
Yeah, he was already on. Yeah. They do usually
You think
do
you're home
that,
free.
They usually do that at the gate.
Yeah.
Yes, not when you're sitting down and you've got your luggage in there and everything.
Once you're sitting down, the biggest thing you're worried about, you don't want somebody fat and smelly sitting next to you.
Mm.
I'm right here.
We don't fly together. It's fine. United wanted to send four of their employees onto this flight so they could be the crew of a flight in Louisville. It's about a five-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the flight wasn't until the next day, and he would have had time to get to a hotel and get some sleep before the flight.
So you think United should have... had their crew drive.
Yeah, you know what? Because you get your customers on the plane. They're your customers on the plane.
But contractually, they can do it.
I understand that. You know, but you know, you have your customers on the plane. You know, you shouldn't ask them to remove. That's not their problem. It's your problem. So you know what? Get them a car or get another flight. Figure it out.
Find another way.
Get them a Cessna or something.
Yeah, it's
something like that, or a smaller plane. You know,
that's a Cessna, a private jet.
I understand.
Yeah. It's your problem to get them where they're supposed to be going, not to be dragging people bodily, kicking and screaming. Well, he wasn't kicking and screaming.
Yeah,
he was carried on in the chair.
He did the protest one. He just went dead.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But
they'd already knocked his teeth in.
Yeah, they should not have handled it that way.
Oh my God, no.
They should be like, what's it going to take you to get off this flight?
Right.
How much is it going to cost?
Yeah. And he was saying no,
just pay him.
But I would have got that. I can't leave. All right, what about you, lady? What's it going to take for you to get off this thing? You
know? Move on.
Listen, we're doing a little. What's it going to take to get you out of your seat?
Yeah.
Attention. Look, we need four people off the flight. One more person off the flight. I got a grand. Hauling a grand.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will still fly United just because their hub is in Newark and I don't have a choice, but I'm not a huge fan.
No, I'm very upset with them about this.
Well, I just wasn't a huge fan beforehand. I just flew him on this last trip.
Yeah.
They're a little grouchy.
Yeah.
A little grouchy. Would you fly United?
Not if I had to. You know?
Not if I had to?
No, I mean, not if I had the choice, no.
So you would pay more not to fly United?
Yeah.
How much more?
$100.
Okay, you're a sport. But that's still
rolling slow. In the dough like you.
I'm sorry, too. All right. We're back. It is back. Out of retirement. Scamming the scammers.
Yay!
The bit that actually made this a show. The bit that helped bring down a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit.
Yeah.
The bit that has gotten us a lot of press because it got us all involved with these scammers. Fake David's been in retirement with his various personality quirks.
Yes.
But a young, quote-unquote, lady...
quote-unquote lady,
found me on Facebook, and I felt attention was needed. I brought Fake Davin out of retirement, so here we go. Did I explain this? This is basically where we scam the scammers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We waste their money, waste their time, waste their resources. They don't know I'm scamming them.
No, they think that you're a real mark.
Yes, and so they don't know they're paying part of a radio show.
No, not
so
at all.
So it could be a little inconvenient by them on our part. Because there's certain things I want them to do, but they don't cooperate because they don't understand.
Well, it sounds like the regular crew.
Exactly. Exactly, but they're far away where I like them. So it's my job to get them to do what I want.
Right.
But they want me to do what they want.
So it's a battle of wits.
But they know what they want. I really don't know what I want until they get talking to me.
You just want to waste their time and see what they offer up.
Exactly. So here we go. Here we go.
Always and forever.
All right, here we go, kids. Are you ready?
Ready.
Dateline, March 26, 2017. Hello, Davin. How are you doing? I checked my Facebook other mailbox. Mm-hmm. There was a friend request by a girl named Jane Fairy Cloth, or Colth, Jane Fairy Colth.
Mm-hmm. Fairy Colth.
But I did not accept it because it was just it looked like just another scammer. But when she takes the time to message me and use my name, well, this girl needs my attention.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, Davin. How are you doing? I said, I am well, Jane. How are you? She said, I'm fine, thanks. What are you doing today? I said, awesome. Doing a little research. What are you doing today? Nothing. Where are you from? She says. I said, is it good nothing or bad nothing? I go, I'm from the USA. Where are you from? She goes, bad nothing, LOL. I'm from Cali in Acton. Acton's not capitalized, neither is Cali, and there's no I in front of it. Little clues right here. That she might not be from Cali.
Hmm.
I said, oh, sorry, I like California, very pretty. She goes, yeah, thanks. I said, I've not been to Acton. She goes, where are you from also? I said, New York. She says, oh, I, not capitalized, which is a good clue that you're not dealing with an American, because Americans will capitalize the letter I
right.
as a pronoun. She does not. I like uncapitalized New York also. I go, have you been here? She goes, no. What about you to Cali? I go, I have a few times. She goes, hope you enjoyed been here.
Red flags all over.
Yep.
I go, I did. I would like to go back. Were you born in Cali? She goes, yes. What about you? I go, I was born in New Jersey. She goes, okay. I go, have you been to the East Coast? She goes, do you have Hangouts so that we could chat out of here? No. So immediately.
Wow. Boy, yeah. All the fixins.
Yes. Yep. She's immediately trying to get me off Facebook because they want to get me away from Facebook because they know sometimes they get deleted on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They get reported and then they lose contact
right.
with their client, their mark, their Mugu, all the words for somebody in my position.
Yes.
Mm. Right.
They want to get you alone.
They want to get me out of there. Yes. I go, oh, you should def come east. Let's do lots to do and little time to be bored with nothing, LOL. She goes, ah, ha, ha, ha. That's how I imagine she laughed.
It sounds like that. Yeah.
I guess it was a spring in her chair.
Possibly. I go, there's plays, museums, sports, beaches, so much. She goes, I, not capitalized, love those ones. Do you have hangouts?
Do you have hangouts? Well, I like to go to this particular bar. What are you talking about?
She goes, what? I go, what is hangouts? She goes, app, question mark. I go, no. She goes, okay. I go, I'm here quite a bit, so this is a good way to reach me when you are bored. I want to keep it right here where I can keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
And I check out her page. It's a pretty new page. Mm-hmm. You know, 15 guys from various languages. It's all dudes. There's no chicks that she's friend requested.
No.
But, you know, brand new profile pic. You know, this page was just created a few days ago.
Right.
All the fixings of not being quite who she says she is.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yes, exactly. She goes, can I have your email address? Mine is janefairycolf@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't encourage you to email her, but if you did, don't say you got it from me.
Nice Irish name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there's that.
Fairy Colf, what is that?
I don't know.
I go, sure, mine is. And then I give her the one that I use just for scammers.
Yes.
And Toys R Us and some other things I don't want to be bothered with.
He scammed a giraffe.
Finally gave birth.
Yeah.
She goes, it's just that am not used to here. I, not capitalized, will try to message you there right now. I go, okay, but this is pretty easy once you get the hang of it.
Yeah.
She goes, I can't find your mail. I guess it's wrong. I give it to her again. I go, it works. Want me to try to email you? She goes, please kindly message me on, and I do it again. Yes, that'll be better. I told her I just email her. She goes, I can't find it. I go, check the spam filter where you belong, you whore.
But look how eager she is.
Yeah.
I mean, over eager.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I mean, to know me 3 minutes is really when I'm at my peak.
Yeah.
This is prime excitement time. Don't you roll your eyes.
Now, is your, at this point, when she's contacting you, is your profile picture yourself or something
else?
My profile picture
is myself.
Okay.
Profile picture is myself. My banner is the comedy.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Right now, the profile picture is not me. It's a dinosaur. Although Joe would say same thing.
I noticed that today. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good dinosaur.
A little too busy to comment. But
oh, what a shame. I missed your nastiness.
I filled in for you, Joe.
Thank you.
Not nearly as nasty. She goes, I got it. I go, tell me something. She goes, tell me something about you. I go, what something would you like to know? This is typical scammer tactic. They want to learn about me so they can cater whoever they are to my needs.
Right.
So if I say I like getting burned in the nipples with wax, so do they.
Oh, my God. I was just in Yankee Candle.
Yes.
Loading up.
Yes. Derek Jeter burned me himself. I go, what something would you like to know? She goes, are you married or single? Do you have kids? What's the nature of your work? I go, why, Miss Jean? Are you trying to scope me out for dating material?
Oh!
I mean, she, as Joe said, she is really eager and forward here.
Yeah. Usually things that you guys like about girls.
Yes, but real ones.
Oh, yes.
She goes,
the spring again.
I just want to know everything about you. I go, you do? Do you always try to get the whole scoop within 5 minutes of meeting somebody? I go, romance me, woman.
Did you?
I did.
Funny. That's funny.
I can't just reveal all like that. Not even a nice glass of some fine boxed wine.
I just no idea what you're talking
about.
Nope.
But she will. She goes, I'm sorry for being in a hurry. It's just that I'm happy to meet you. I go, no problem. I'm not mad. She goes, thanks. I go, and I'm happy to meet you. You seem like a very nice person.
How would you know?
All right. So we will take a break, and we will resume with this. Don't go anywhere. All right, let's do another segment with my new girlfriend, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So when we left, she said, so people say she's nice. She goes, people say so. She asked me, how old are you? I go, do they? I go, I'll need to interview them to be sure. How old am I? How old is too old? She goes, LOL, lulz. I go, how old are you? She goes, how old is too old? LOL. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, little sense of humor here.
Yeah.
This will work. I go, 105. She goes, ah! She goes, I'm 32 years old, and you? I go, fun age, 42. Gave her the real age.
Okay, good.
She goes, okay. I go, okay, LOL, too old for you, Jane? She goes, I'm a student. I go, where do you stew? She goes, not too old. I said, cool. She goes, I study zoologist. I think it's just one dude.
Just one guy, yes.
They study him. He's going to look at a zebra today.
Look, he picked up a pencil.
I go, GTFO, meaning get the fudge out.
Yeah.
That is awesome. She goes, I'm doing my master's degree in zoologist at West Africa.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
At least we know where to send the money.
Yeah, I know.
I go, is that giraffe everybody's talking about ever going to give birth? This is before the giraffe gave birth.
Right.
She goes, there are a lot of animals here. I go, West Africa? I hear good things.
You could also tell that she's not from around here because she wouldn't know. A lot of people know about the giraffe. I mean, it's pop culture.
Everybody. I actually never watched one video about it. I just hear.
But you hear about it. I
didn't watch either, but I've heard about the damn giraffe.
Right, so if you live in the States, you've heard about the giraffe.
Well, she's busy stewing, Joe.
People under rocks heard about that giraffe.
She goes, sure. I go, yes, there are. What country are you in? She goes, Nigeria. I go, how is it there? I try to keep abreast of world situations. I know terror's been on the rise the past few years. She goes, yes, it's true. I go, are you safe? I don't want to go too much also. I was warned. I go, where do you stay? She asks. She says, a bit. I go, a bit? She goes, not fully safed.
Uh-huh. Are we listening to Anne?
No. She goes, I rent a room. I go, I'm sorry. At least the American dollar does well against the Naira, so you should be comfortable. So
look at you throwing out the knowledge.
So I want her to like take a step back and go,
Oh, wait. Why does he know that?
Does she want to go down this path?
Yeah. And wouldn't you ask?
Yes. She goes, yeah, sure, it's true. I go, well, that is good news then, right? She goes, not really. I'll be back home in the next 2 months. I go, are you looking forward to coming home? She goes, hot weather, bad infrastructure, bad road. Yes, but not yet. I go, it's unfortunate. I wish we could help our West African friends.
Look at you.
She goes, sure, you have friends here? I go, I have friends all over the world, Jane. And I give her a smiley face.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, all right.
Okay.
I want her thinking.
Yeah.
Does she, like I always do with these scammers, do you really want to get involved with me?
Yes.
Now, the photos that were on her page, what were the...
I looked them up. Not famous models. I don't know who they were.
Was a white African American?
I don't know what it was.
What it was?
I think she was a mixed race, probably African American and white.
Okay.
I'm guessing, but I don't really know because she had like sunglasses. She could have been Latina. I don't know.
Okay.
But I looked it up. I did the Google image search and I did the tin eye.
Right.
Could not find the pictures online. So they're not widely used pictures. So she probably, it's either her. Or she took him from an average person.
Right.
So I said, I have friends all over the world, Jane, with a smiley face. She goes, wow, that's cool. Friends like? I go, what do you mean? She goes, comedians like you? So she knows I'm a comedian from my Facebook page.
Okay, so she did.
Even though I'm on lockdown, she can, you know.
Yeah.
She goes, some, fans, others, you know. She goes, which type of friends do you have here? Okay. I go, I'm lucky, I guess. I mean, take you. We've never met, and you just walk into my life. I'm blessed.
All right, throwing a little bit of the carrot out there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. She goes, really? I go, well, now maybe I have a zoologist student friend. Sure. And she goes, of course you have. I go, you are too kind, smiley face. She goes, you too. I said, thank you. She goes, can I have your picture?
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm not giving out my picture.
No, because you're going to wind up in some scamming thing.
Exactly.
Will you be wearing leggings?
I most certainly will.
Maybe I'll take the picture.
Yeah, sure. She goes, can I have your picture? I go, for what? Do you think I will it will scare the hyenas?
She goes, yes.
Make them think twice.
Sure. She goes, no, I just want to see you. I go, my picture's on my Facebook profile. My picture's been known to make zebras horny. She goes, aw, you are so handsome. All right, so oh. Some truth.
Okay.
Really?
Take what I can get, Joe. Mm. I go, you are very sweet. You are pretty. She goes, how's my beauty?
What? How's my beauty?
Yes. It's right over here. The beast, not so much.
She's fishing for compliments.
Sure. Yeah. How's my beauty?
Well, because if I don't like this picture, she'll find something I like better.
Yeah. Right.
Very pretty. So attractive. I bet you could get lions to mate with antelope.
Now he's doing like Lion King stuff.
Well, she's a zoologist. I'm speaking her language.
I know.
She's ah!
You gotta get an upholsterer.
LOL. But I had bad luck of husband.
Oh.
What happened? She goes, I was divorced. He cheated on me. I go, I'm sorry. He sleeps with ladies here and there. I go, bastard.
Here and there.
There she goes. Bastard, excuse my language. She goes, he even slept with my closest friend. I go, you deserve better.
Was it here or there?
It was both. I go, you deserve better. I mean, there you are trying to help animals and he does that to you?
Trying to pull a rabbit from the ground.
It is so wrong. You are better off with it without them. He's a bastard, she says. I go, so we agree. She goes, yes. I go, was he from California? Please. She goes, please. I don't want to talk about him. Please stop. I'm sorry.
You brought it up.
Yes. Which is what I said. You brought him up. I just think he would make a good, sloth bait or yak slop.
Yak slop.
Now, yak is a recurring animal.
Yes.
In our Scaring the Scarers. We try to work yaks in.
We love yaks.
Ever since Joe tried to create a bargain, a transaction with a fake African lawyer on the phone.
That's currency.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. That's why the yak is in there.
We do yaks and yaks.
So next time, we will resume from there.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Oh, I like this new story.
All right. Don't go anywhere. More show. Thank you for hanging out with us. Sean Spicer did what no press secretary ever wants to do. Give a press briefing and invoke the Nazis.
Oops.
Never good. Never good. Where's my Nazi theme music? Oh, it seems like we play it so much these days. Here we go.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
So Press Secretary Sean Spicer was discussing our missile strike on Syria, and he said the following. You had someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons, Spicer said, in an attempt to argue that Russia and other countries that are not standing up to Assad are on the wrong side of history. Spicer ignored or forgot the Nazis' gas chambers where Jews, gypsies, and gay people were sent to their death.
By the millions.
Yes. Many on social media expressed outrage, and Spicer was given a second stab at it. He said the following. He was not using gas on his own people the same way. Spicer said he referred to the Syrian bomb victims as innocent. Yes, Joe laughed. He then added awkwardly that he was aware of Holocaust centers. I think that was the Village People song that was like the B-side to YMCA.
Holocaust Center. It's not fun to stay at the...
Well, you get a shower once.
Oh, jeez.
And that he meant that Hitler did not use gas in the middle of towns. That apparently, middle of towns was a safe space.
That was a bad spot to do it. Yeah.
Well, that would just be wrong.
Oh, wrong.
The suggestion that Holocaust victims were not Hitler's own people, intended or not, hit a sore nerve for Jews and other victims who considered themselves loyal subjects of Germany. They felt like Germans.
Well, they were Germans.
Were, being the past tense.
Yes.
There is also a painful long history of Holocaust deniers who claim, among other things, that gas chambers were not used to kill Jews.
Right.
Well, no, they were Holocaust centers, apparently. Mm-hmm. Spicer's comments came during Passover, in which Jews celebrate freedom from oppression. After the press briefing ended, Spicer released another clarification in written form. In no way was I trying to lessen the horrendous nature of the Holocaust, he said. I was trying to draw a distinction of the tactic of using airplanes to drop chemical weapons on population centers.
Now that's where we draw the line.
Any attack on innocent people is reprehensible and excusable. All right, well, Joe, I'm going to go to you. Because I'm before. What was he trying to say? Do you even know?
He was. Listen to me. I'm explaining what he's trying to say.
Please do.
Obviously, it's a major faux pas. So let's just get
interesting
that
choice of F words.
And out of the way. Okay?
Yes.
Okay? What he meant was the Germans didn't use gas in a combat situation.
Well, sure, the Jews weren't fighting back. They were already rounded up. And neither were these people. Nobody used it in a combat situation. You're taking innocent people and you're killing them. So you don't know what he's trying to say either. Okay.
But
that's yeah. fine. I didn't expect
but it
to.
But it was, you know, it was a situation of war. It was the way he was trying to state
what?
It.
What?
It was a situation when it was during this battle, this war, that they did this. They used the chemical weapons.
Which war?
This what's going on.
In Syria?
Yeah.
No, there was no, they just dropped bombs from planes on innocent people.
On civilians.
It's called a war.
These people didn't know that. These people were not trying to be in a war. These people were trying to live their life. Mm. You might have a future as press secretary.
No, no, because what he said, he misspoke. What he said was wrong. A
couple times.
And then, I should have made a third pass and said, all right, look, I'm new at this.
Here's the thing, though. This comes from an administration that left out Jews on Holocaust Remembrance Day. And there's been a whole bunch of other things. Some already claim that this administration is anti-Semitic. I just think at this point, they're digging a hole they can't recover from.
Well, I mean,
he
misspoke in a comment. They're not anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic.
I don't know what they are.
The thing is, had that charge already been brought to you, wouldn't you be a little bit more careful about how you discuss things that involved, like, the murder of millions of Jews? Wouldn't you be more careful?
Listen, people are calling for Spicer to be fired. He's grossly incompetent.
He is.
I know we were told that Trump's going to hire the best people. Not for this position.
That can't possibly be the best.
No, I mean, he's really bad at this. But in his defense, I don't know who else would take the job.
I think
it's really hard.
Get
to
the guy from United Airlines. He seems to have a good practice.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't mind doubling
down on
ridiculousness.
It's really hard to speak on behalf of Donald Trump. It really is. Donald Trump's all over the place on so many issues. Spice is just not good at this.
No.
But he needs to go. I'm not saying he should be fired over this, but he has no credibility left. He stinks.
Yeah.
If we were as bad at our jobs as he is at this job, we'd be fired.
Oh, yeah.
That's just it. All right. Speaking of possibly getting fired, Alex Jones, we'll continue. All righty here. Well, one of our radio talk show brethren making headlines for all the wrong reasons. A lawyer for conservative radio show host Alex Jones said his client is nothing more than a showman. He made that claim in Texas court where Jones is fighting to keep custody of his children. Opening arguments began this past Tuesday. Jones' ex-wife said the views and conspiracy theories on his radio show produced by his company, InfoWars, prove he's unfit to be a father. Many think Jones spreads fake news, but the question is, how will his fans react to his admission that his persona is all an act? He said that 9/11 was an inside job and the Newtown shootings was a hoax. When President Trump said the mainstream press is covering up terrorist attacks to cover for Islamists, that was directly out of Alex Jones. Jones' attorney said Jones is playing a character and is really a performance artist.
Oh, boy.
His ex-wife is fighting for custody of their children, claiming in court Jones is a bad influence on their three kids. His son Rex was only 12 years old when he made an appearance on his father's show. All right. Do you think Jones believes the nonsense he spreads?
I haven't listened to this program, so I don't know if this is the kind of person that is really, really into what he's...
He's like Rush times 20 insanity.
Well, I can tell from the topics that have been brought up in the article what he believes in. But the thing is, if he really did believe all these things as virulently as he's supposed to believe, would he even allow this defense? Even to save his kids, would he allow that? Would he allow
that?
Well,
he is.
I know, but I mean, so that makes me think that he's not.
I strike back to something that Anthony told us years ago when we were talking about the first time we had Anthony on the show. Remember we were talking about Sean Hannity?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, a lot of these people, they don't believe what they believe. You go out with them to the bar, and it's completely different.
Right.
And that's always stayed with me. Yeah. Because this is your job is to get ratings.
This is a whole divorce thing, obviously. His wife is trying to get him not to have custody of his kids. She's going to use this defense that he's an unfit father for what he does on his show. He is an entertainer. He's entertaining people, okay? It's nothing that he's doing at home. Well,
he did bring his 12-year-old onto the show. That changes things.
Yeah.
He brought the 12-year-old onto the show to do a hoax thing.
Once, okay, you bring your kid on.
But he also said that he hopes that his son surpasses what he's done. So the implication is he's grooming his son.
That he thinks he's a natural.
Yeah, he's grooming his son to take over his gig. So he is incorporating the family. It's not like me who leaves the gig at the job and then comes home and is a normal person. I don't incorporate my family into this.
How many times has the kid been on the show?
I guess only once that we know of.
Well, then once. I mean, once isn't going to do any damage. Also, it's somebody...
It could.
But you know what? He's an entertainer.
Why are you sticking up for this guy?
Because do
you listen to him?
I listen to it some of it, but I'm not agreeing with what he says. Some of his stuff he says is lunacy.
Give me an example.
He said, like, false flag operations on certain things. What he said about, you know, the Newtown, the massacre and stuff like that.
But do you think he believes what he's saying?
I don't know. I really don't know. But that's not the point. The point is that he's an entertainer. He says outrageous things. That's how he gets his rating. You're an entertainer. You go on stage and you say outrageous things. How would you like, God forbid, if you got in a divorce and you were going to lose custody of your daughter because some of the jokes that you said on stage or some of the far-fetched things that you say on stage? It's the same exact thing. You're an entertainer and you're entertaining people. And what you do for your job as an entertainer should not dictate what you do around the house or how you are as a
Does
father.
Does that go for porn stars?
Yes.
Strippers?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
It's a fair argument. Here's the thing, though. His brand is completely shot to hell now.
Oh, so shot.
Because if he doesn't believe his nonsense...
Why should anybody else?
Why should the average person believe his nonsense?
But that's a side aspect of it.
But that's an aspect I want to talk about. It's not a side aspect. It's a very real aspect. In order to keep his children, which I admire that is his number one priority.
Yeah.
I respect that. It appears, you know, fighting for his kids is number one. I respect that.
Right. He had to let down the curtain and say, okay, here's the magician's trick. See, I'm not scary. Let me keep my kids.
I mean, now this is a guy who's like ripped off his shirt in such anger and everything. But
but if he's entertaining, and people, here's the thing with controversy. There's so many controversies every day, and everybody's outraged every day.
Yes. Nobody's outraged over this.
But what I'm saying is, on this one thing, but there's so many other things. People are outraged.
But we're talking about this.
Hear me out, please. Everybody's everybody has a slow attention, you know, a quick attention span in the way things are presented nowadays. Getting back to what you're saying, you know, you're saying, well, it might damage his brand. People are going to forget about this.
Oh, I don't think so. This is going to drag out. This is gonna be in the mainstream.
I don't think that it's gonna drag.
He's gotta go back on.
But
and
the thing
to
about
audience.
But he's such an outrageous personality. It's, you know, it's not like he's been a dead serious person.
But no, that's where you're wrong. I think he's outrageous. She thinks he's outrageous. I don't know if you think he's outrageous.
Are you one of his fans?
No, but I don't know. I bet some of his fans will walk away, and some will still be attracted. Either way, he has to address it. He has to come up with something. He has damaged the trust.
But somebody...
He can spin it. He can spin this. Now, once he wins, and he wins the custody of the kids.
If he wins.
If he wins, and he wins, like, partial custody, whatever, of his kids, then he can go back and say, see what they make you do?
And he's,
You know, the government is always watching
Here's my big concern, though. You call him a performance artist. You don't really take him too seriously, do you?
No.
That's fine. I can respect that. I can see the entertaining element to it. The problem is, apparently our president of the United States does not look at him as a performance artist. So Alex Jones says these ridiculous things, and then it shows up in a Trump speech. That's what concerns me, that our president doesn't see what Joe sees and the two of us see, that he's a performance artist and a clown, that he's taking these things that Alex Jones says, and he's using him as evidence.
He sees him as a political analyst.
Yes, that's the problem. Forget about Alex Jones. I have a real concern that our president is looking at this person as a serious commentator.
Yes.
I think he takes him with a grain of salt. That might be
Why? Give me an indication why.
Because he might say something about policy or something that might make a little bit of sense.
It's also
when Trump got in trouble for making a statement.
This wasn't
that he
about policy, though, what he quoted him on. What was this about? Pip, what was this about?
I can't remember now.
It was the press hiding attacks, terrorist attacks.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's not policy. Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but also the press picks and choose what's they really want to bring to the forefront. So there might be a little bit of truth in that.
I think we know about a lot of the terrorist attacks, certainly the ones here. I don't think there's terrorist attacks going on in the United States.
Yeah, but the media does pick and choose what they want to talk. And there are some things that are major league important that the press doesn't discuss. So on that aspect, it's probably the tip of the iceberg on that. I mean, they didn't come down and say that Newtown was a hoax. I mean, you know,
no, Trump hasn't said that.
I know. I mean,
Alex Jones. Right. Once somebody says that, they have no credibility.
Stop right there. Stop right there. You just answered your own question why I don't think this is going to hurt him. Because once you say stuff like that, do you think him coming out is going to... I don't think it's... I think that's so far-fetched and something that in his wheelhouse of insane statements that what he is doing right now is really of no consequence.
Oh, that might be.
What I'm saying.
Right,
though,
yeah. But that might be. But my bigger concern is that our president does not go, well, this guy's a nut. The president of the United States, in between golf games and running the free world, don't listen to Alex Jones. That's all I'm saying.
Please.
All right, Joe, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club on Friday, the 28th. I'm going to be opening up for Rich Voss.
I forget which week.
Goodbye. Tuesday, April 25th, I'll be in Madison, New Jersey at Osteria Trev. For tickets, call 973-845-9800. Friday, April 28th, I'll be in Chesapeake City, Maryland at the Chesapeake Inn. For tickets, call 401-885-2040. Friday, April 28th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in New Jersey at Skyland Stadium. For tickets, call 973-383-7644. Saturday, April 29th, I'll be in East Meadow, New York at Coaster's Tavern. For tickets, call 516-557-2222. Last crack.
Friday, August 21st, Johnny and the Alamonies are going to be at the Whiskey Kitchen on Route 303 in Valley Cottage, New York.
She's a dream.
Sounds like my kitchen every night.
Funny. All right. Listen to the full show, uninterrupted, unedited, davinsden.com. Follow us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.